been reported last week at Chelsea and I didn't turn up. But I've got to admit, the reason I wasn't there for you last week, lads, was not because Spenny said he couldn't be arsed with listening to any of my pissed up drivel. It was never to do with that. It was actually because I was on a bus stuck in traffic and I had no connection. And admittedly, if I had have had connection, I have no connection.
I've heard a different story. I heard a different story in the media this week. Apparently, you was nursing Callum Wilson's left tit.
No, it was his missus. No.
Yeah.
I've got to apologise to everybody who watches on YouTube. We've had a couple of technical issues and there's an internet issue at my end. But Ian,
yes.
What do you make of that game at the weekend? I mean, I don't think any of us genuinely expected to beat Man City. In the hope of hopes, we thought we could do it, but we didn't. We're out of the FA Cup. I put a tweet out this weekend saying I felt that's it. It's all over. Where do you stand with that?
I don't see it as all over. I'm going to focus quickly on the game first of all. First of all, I actually didn't think we were as bad as people are saying we were. No. I didn't think we were a shit. No. We made what we do in every single game is we're making individual mistakes. It's a lack of confidence. It's players making individual mistakes. And I personally, and I don't care who shoots me down, I don't care. I don't give a shit. There's nothing Eddie Howe can do if a world-class centre-back cannot clear a ball further than fucking 3 yards in front of himself. You know, like, when you look at the Rolls-Royce that we had, now, admittedly, that might be because he's been overplayed when he's injured, etc., etc., etc. But I thought we were actually okay. We were never going to win the game. They are a much better football team than us. And we didn't have the only way we're going to win them is by outpressing them, bending them over, and doing them on the backside. And we didn't have the players to do that. So he set it up like I would have never set it up, but he set it up like that. The only thing that he did wrong for me was he played two players, and it's the same two players that every other person on here is going to say. So I'm not even going to bother saying it.
That's all for it.
Didn't you say the players were no?
Well, if Dan Burns a fucking wing back, then I'm fucking Captain America. Do you know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ almighty. You know, like, Dan Burn could have played on the left side of the three and done a really good job there, actually. You know? And he could have left Botman out because Botman is fucking struggling, and he didn't. For me, when he brought the substitutes on in the second half, when I seen like Hall came on,
and
Miggy as well, yeah. But Hall, that first touch or the first touch I seen, because I was by that point, I was out seeing my brother and I'd had a few, and I'd had enough. But the first touch I seen him take, I was like, this kid is world. He looked brilliant. And it changed the game. That section of the game where those substitutes came on was a different game for me.
Yeah.
And I hope he learns it. But I'm going to say, before I leave everyone else to say what they've got to say, I still think I understand why he's doing it. And I do not want the Eddie out rhetoric to keep going because he deserves to get backed. He got fuck all in January, let's be honest, right?
But that was for the PFI because we spend money.
Darren, he got fuck. He got
nothing. I know that, but he's got
nothing. He had one striker and a crop striker who's never fit anyway. He had no midfielders. They owe him us in the Premier League to back him. And if he doesn't fucking do it, then he doesn't do it. And they can get rid of him. But fuck me, you can't get rid of him now, in my opinion. And if anyone wants to come at us, do you know what it is? Don't give a fuck.
Barry.
George, we missed what you had to say because there was a couple of internet issues. So, George, what did you make of the game of the weekend? We've got to go back over it. I apologise for that, but
I'm not interrupting George's speech. He's got too many fans in the chat.
Well, it's disappointing because we lost to two goals that could have been prevented. And Ian's just highlighted, you know, a centre-back that was regarded as one of the best in the Premier League last year has suddenly lost the ability to clear the ball out of his penalty area. In fact, more than 10 yards. You know, awful. And but there were positives. The young ones, when Hall came on, didn't he look like a footballer? I thought he was brilliant. And Miley showed that he's in the right place as well. They get an extra yard of pace for Miley. We've got a world-class player on my hands. At the moment, he's good. With an extra yard of pace, he'd be brilliant. He'd be magic. So, wholly disappointing. Ian's right, we didn't play that badly. It just, we didn't have the ability to match them man for man. And eventually, it was going to, they were overcome. But the disappointing thing about that is the overcomer were two goals that were very preventable. And that really sticks in my craw a little bit. Not a little bit, a big bit. Huge disappointment out of it. The Cubs very important to Newcastle United. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of seeing my family go to three finals where we won. I've been to finals in modern times where we didn't win, but it's so important to it, and keeps the interest alive. I'm Steve's saying that I don't think the season is over. The season will be over when somebody says we can't get a prize. And although I have to say the Tottenham manager knocked it on the head for me the other day when they said to him, are you going for Europe and get fourth place? And he said, they don't give medals for fourth place. I thought that's very true. That's very true. But financially for the club and storing up points for the future for Europe, we need to be there. We need to be at that table and taking part. So hugely disappointed. So lots of positives, but just not enough to overcome the best club side in the world, in my view. It's as simple as that.
Barry, the season was never going to be all about beating Man City in the quarterfinal. It's disappointing. I think we all accepted once the draw came out that was going to be the end of the season. You never knew. Yeah. It could have been a positive. But, yeah, what's your feeling after the weekend?
Yeah, I think, obviously, watch the game. And did feel a bit like you, Steve. I thought, God, this is it. It's like, this is our last chance to do anything this season. We never looked like we were going to beat them. I think Man City, like a couple of people said in the chat there, they could have quite easily upped another gear and they could have scored a lot more than two goals against us. Totally agree with George. I thought Paul looked really good. I was over the moon to see Anderson back on, and he's starting to look like he's not that far away from full fitness. We've got 10 games to go. Anything could happen in the last 10 games. If Howe can get them playing, I do think right the way across the team, I think there's players playing with injuries. I think Botman's injured. I think Isak's not 100% fit. I think there's Willock's not ready. He's been pushed back in the side to try and create some pace, but I don't think he's 100% fit. It's just one of those things, isn't it? Nobody really... I mean, what did they say? The last 60 games at the Etihad, they've won something like 59 home games or something out the last 60. Nobody goes there and expects to beat them. It's one of those things. It's just been bad luck the teams we've been pulled against. And I know we turned them over in the other cup competition, but that doesn't happen very often with somebody of City's quality. I mean, for me, a huge plus point again is Haaland still didn't score. You know, how many teams can say that? They've played them that many times this season and he's never scored against them. There'll not be many be able to do that.
Scored once, I think, at St James's Park.
Yeah, but he's banged in goals right, left and centre against other teams. I think getting him into the heat, hopefully get some fitness back into the legs and go again when he comes back. I think we've got 10 games to go and see what we can do. At the end of the day, it's like you said, Steve, it's much better than some of the crap we used to watch before. You know, if you rewind 3 or 4 years ago, some of the terrible performances and terrible games we used to watch, it's much better than that. Yeah, I'm disappointed we're not challenging for Europe, but we'll build on and go again next year.
Kev, I'm not even going to ask you the question, which I normally ask you, where did we go wrong? Because Man City is one of the best teams in the world, if not the best team in the world. So for Newcastle United to lose 2-0, it doesn't look an embarrassment. But, I mean, overall, your assessment of that game?
Where to start? I think we showed City too much respect. I think we're playing with a lot of fear. In terms of as a team and as individuals, I've said before that I don't think the message is getting across into players that what the coaching staff want them to do. Yes, I understand the shape, and I've been crying out to change the shape, but I think he got his team selection wrong in terms of certain particular players in certain areas of the park. Again, I wouldn't have played Jamal Lascelles because he's playing up against a technical team and he's not a good technical footballer. So therefore, there's a big question mark and red flag for me why he's starting. And I would have played Shaw, Botman, Byrne across the back three and played Lewis Hall on the left side as a left wing back. And that's how I would have and kept everything the same. But that would be the change, would and not even play Longstaff. I think he's obviously, we know he's playing with an injury, but the games are passing him by, and he feels like he's got no choice but to play him. And I don't know why or what. Just something's aloof there to me. Something's not right within that decision making process. But he played him, and the game just passing by, in my opinion. But anyway, the season's not over, in my opinion, but it's very close to being over. I mean, if we get beat off West Ham, then I can say, okay, done. Then that's it. You know, this was not a free hit, essentially, but it is a free hit, where it's the FA Cup. Anything can happen. Well, look at Coventry at Wolves. Look at the game yesterday, Man United, Liverpool. You know, brilliant games of football where anything, it was on a knife edge the whole game. And that's what I was hoping for in our game, but it never happened. It was just very much playing a low block, play on the counter-attack, Isak isolated, let Gordon run around like a headless chicken in and around him, but we couldn't get the ball, we couldn't keep it, we couldn't possess. But outside of all of that, the two goals that we did concede was very poor defensively, and completely agree with George in that they're very, very preventable in terms of when that ball drops or the ball shifts from left to right on the edge of your 18-yard box, yes, and that you move with the ball, but then you have to actually engage with that player with the ball. You have to get in front of him. So dangling a leg out to block a shot, which could go anywhere. If you watched the Liverpool yesterday, it was completely different. They just stood still and didn't move, just let the ball hit them. Our defenders are trying to clear a ball that's coming at them at a fair rate of pace and speed to try and get something on it. Why? So just stand there and take the hit, let the ball go. I mean, for the second one was comical in terms of goalkeeping and all the above was the bottom and own goal slash there, whoever scored at Bernardo Silva the second. Why does Botman have to get his head in the way? And then because Dubravka would have made that save. So, again, it's decision-making inside the 18-yard box. Also, just what I wrote down is the gap between our back four and midfield five, what it was massive. You could have built a council estate inside that space. A, because we were pressing as a six, seven?
Was it not a back nine?
What?
Not a back nine.
Pretty much by the end of the game, it was a back nine, but never mind. You know, so the gap was massive, but then when our back four pushed up, there was still that gap in between our back three and five, six, seven, eight players. Then there was space in behind. So Man City done very well in terms of a double pivot with Kovacic and Rodri, who's probably one of the best players in the Premier League, if not the world at the minute. So then they're picking passes off.
Rodri's shit.
It's not me. I'm sorry, he's not.
I'll tell you what. I would have him in my side.
I was joking.
Don't get me started. Because I could go off on one because it's terrible. But yeah. So in all were we expecting anything? No. But what was the opportunity there? Absolutely, it was, and we didn't take it.
Yeah.
And that's the more frustrating thing, and that's the agitating thing that actually didn't.
Absolutely.
I can't believe
it didn't look like they cared enough to get through to the next round. I think they were thinking about this Dubai trip, which I think it should be cancelled and they should be back at Benton.
They should be training and cheating solutions. Daz, I'm going to come to you now because it's too long for you to wait after what you just said. So what's your views, Daz?
Yeah, we got beat by the best team in the world. It's not to be ashamed of, but it shows you how far our players are off. We need to get rid of the rubbish, and Blake Maley and Anderson are not the level. Maley needs to go back in the road.
Wow.
I'm sorry, George, that's my opinion. I don't think Maley's ready for the next level yet. For the future, 2 years' time, look at Phil Ford. Phil Ford was brought in slowly but gradually. He had better players around him. We haven't, our midfield haven't got world-class players to learn Maley, to bring him in slowly. He's been forced in the first team. I'm not a big fan of Anderson. I don't think he's world-class. He needs a hell of a lot. He needs to improve.
Do you think he's better than Sean Longstaff?
That is the question.
I think I would sell Longstaff in the summer.
Sean Longstaff starts for the weekend. And Daz, I'm not having a go at you, but my mindset is, after what Eddie Howe said at the weekend, Sean Longstaff's had an injection in his foot. He's playing through the injury.
He's playing through the pain barrier. I just don't think he's the level.
So then he starts him. Then he brings on Anderson and Miley, who both look better than him.
And before you answer,
I don't know. I think if Mansi had another level, I think if we made them angry by, say, Pops score one goal, I think would have got beat 4-4, 4-5. And it's tried to see in the system, see if that worked. It didn't work, but fine. But the deflections, yeah, they could have went out. They could have, do you know what I mean? Botman, we all play football. You kind of block the ball, and it just went the wrong way. I think Botman just unlucky.
Yeah, but why block? Why try and block the ball? I play football.
If I go and block the ball, I'm sticking the leg on block the ball. It's instant to block the ball.
If you go block the ball, you've got to get your body down the line of it. You can't just stick your leg out or stick your head out.
I know, but it's hard to see. If you're on a football pitch, you're still going to do it. I play football, far side, left side. I wouldn't play football. If I'm going to block the ball, I'm still going to try to get a deflection on it or hit it. They stop me going somewhere. It's your natural instinct when you play football. I don't care what level you play at. It's your natural instinct to play football. You still see it on all football games today. Every player will always take a leg, try a block.
Does can I say one thing to you? You know I love you the most. Yeah? You know I love you, even though you don't play pipe. But the funniest thing I've ever seen is Steve Wraith, absolutely fucking mortal there, absolutely pissed out of his face, and actually outwitting you.
I'm still in control of the show. So, Alan, you're always a voice of reason. What was your view of the game at the weekend?
Disappointing. Large. I agree with a lot of what the other lads have said. I expected 4-0, so we got 2-0, so it was respectable. It's what Kevin said, having Lascelles, you know, why are these players still here? And I'm with Ian in a larger part, what he said about the Hell Out Brigade. There's so many players that are still at the club that just aren't up to scratch. You know, there's 12 players I would get rid of tomorrow. But how can
Alan, do you think, Alan, do you think that is the most miserable person on this podcast now?
I'm not being negativity. I'm positive. We've got beat by the best team in the world. Now you football, not to be ashamed of. We've got beat by the best team in the world. We need to just forget about and move on next game. That's my opinion. We've got beat.
I do agree with it. I don't agree with you, Steve. I think there's a massive amount to play for. I think the season's, and I agree with Kevin. I think the next two games with West Ham and Everton will prove it. If we win them next two games, so frustrated because Tottenham got hammered at the weekend.
Yeah.
And if we'd beaten Chelsea, that was the most upsetting part for me, getting beat off Chelsea last week, because it would give me a little bit of momentum. Everybody expected we'd get beat on Saturday. Everybody did. But it's a way, and again, I sympathise with Kevin because all the Earth quarterfinals were exciting, great to watch. Ours, you could have switched it off after half an hour once the second goal went in. It was just, you know, it was inevitable we were going to get beat. Where the other quarterfinals, every team went for it, and it was so much more exciting. But the main point is get the support of the lads. Now, with 10 games to go, they're all cup finals. They're all winnable. That's the thing on paper, they're winnable. But unfortunately, we're defence, we're midfield, and we're forward line are not clicking as a unit, or each one's got different things that have gone wrong this season. But the main thing is, a lot of people on Twitter after the match were wanting how well he's run his course. Get a grip, I would say. Yes, we can all, you know, argue and complain about how and his decisions, but he's working majority of the time with players that have been here. And finished with 10th, 12th, 13th, 14th. He's bought four or five players in equality. Bruno, you know, Tonali, which I still think will be quality. Harvey Barnes, Tino. And what's he still working with? We've got to get rid of Richie, Dummett, Frazier, Hayden, people that are still on the fringes. And that's not including the players that you would like to get rid of. Like, I would sell Longstaff tomorrow. But
I'd keep Dummett.
You know, so at the end of the day, Longstaff in the back room anyway, a squad player. And Byrne, squad player for next season. If he buys four quality players in the summer, then we've got a decent squad to go forward. What's a successful season next year, lads? Is it fourth? And not win any trophy? Again, like how did last year? Because, you know, everybody's calling for how to get sacked. Well, I see a lot of social media fans are calling them to get sacked.
Who don't go to match, you know, I just think he
needs two or three years at least to rotate this squad. And he's hardly started, lads. Hardly started. The game on Saturday, I knew it. I put a point to Steve during the week. Last year, we won 8 games away. That was only the third time we'd done that in 73 years, lads. Let that sink in. Three, apart from our promotion years, we have never won more than 8 games in a season, apart from 3 years in 73 years. And he did that. So with, I would say, a middle team where we are now at the minute, apart from the likes of Isaac, Bruno, and hopefully Tino, is a better quality. He needs to add that quality with Tonali in the summer and move on. But I would like to know what your thoughts are going forward in the next year. What would be success? The trophy or top four? But I'll leave it with that, lads. I'm not disappointed about Saturday. I thought it was a given. As soon as the draw was made 3 weeks ago, I knew we were out. But with the Chelsea game and going forward to the next two games, like Kevin said about West Ham, if we get beat against West Ham, then I will start to believe the season is over. But there are 10 winnable games there. If we win 3 in a row, Tottenham and Aston Villa, like I've said in the shows before, have got the top 3 to play. That's what's so frustrating and disappointing, getting drawn with Luton and Bournemouth and getting beat off Chelsea. We could have still been in that frame for top 4. But it is what it is. The team hasn't performed. End of.
Spenny, lots of positivity in the chat for you tonight. You've had a weird... For all of those people have their opinion, but lots of people saying, I can't wait to hear what Spenny says. Spenny, give us your opinion.
And really good opinions as well, the lads are.
So I've been on the drink, and my boys knows where I'm at, where I've been as well. So I don't know how the hell he knew where I was in the laptop to go all afternoon. I haven't got a clue. Right. The game against Man City, 2-1 goals. Simple as that. We got beat. 2-1 goals. Fair enough. We matched them, like George said, most of the game. I agree with that. Izik especially missed 2 great chances. So we're not that far away from that game, especially. There was world-class players against Premier League players in that game. And that was it. And for me, where things are going wrong, things are not going wrong with Eddie Hansdorf. Things are going wrong with the people in charge of Newcastle, the CEO and all that. That's where it's going wrong. The CEO should be going out in January and saying that he's going to sell players, but it's a transfer window because to get other players in. What's the players going to feel like when they say that they think they're going to get sold? What are they going to play the rest of this like the rest of the season? You know what I mean? Isn't that in their mind? It's his fault at the door. Nobody else's. They've had 2 weeks to sort this job out and back Eddie. And they haven't backed Eddie. They give him players he doesn't want to play because he doesn't think they're good enough to play. Fair enough, we've had bad injuries this season. Yes. But it's not Eddie Howe's fault this year as Newcastle's going at the moment in these competitions. It's the CEO board. They've got the wrong people in charge because they're not getting the sponsorships, but they're supposed to be promised the sponsorships. And at the end of last season, I went to a forum and I voted for the price increase for the season tickets. And on an understanding that the money spent in both windows, the upcoming windows, and that hasn't been fulfilled. So that's the problem at Newcastle at the moment. Not Eddie Howe, not the players, it's the people that's in charge. That's my rant gone.
Okay,
God, you got me off your chest.
Pablo, what's your thoughts?
That's just all woo-saw. I agree with what Benny's saying, but right, so I'll try and take a different take on it because it's pointless going through the Man City game because the lads have pretty much nailed it. The hard part about all this for us is the barometer is our great finish last year. So subconscious in our mind is the fact that we think we're going to be finishing fourth. If you look at the squad, I think we're round about where we should be with the players we've got.
Yes.
So it's an hard one. The only thing that I worry about, and I'm not certainly not Eddie Howe out brigade, I'm actually for him, but he has worried me or he's confused me recently because if you look at the Chelsea game, for instance, I mean, I've been shouting for Tino to have a chance for fucking God knows how long, as I'm sure millions have. But we give him a chance against Chelsea and he's the best player on the pitch for us. Same at weekend, we talk about the Man City game. The young lads who come on, you know, Almiron, I thought Murphy was all right. The young lads come on.
Lewis Hall was superb.
Yeah, and we're all sat giving it that. So why isn't the manager seeing this and giving these lads a chance? If we're saying the players are on their arse, like Botman, you know, Longstaff, he's the manager that sees these day in, day out. Now, the proof is now in the pudding. I agree with the lads that, you know, maybe he doesn't trust them. You know, surely now seeing it, you should trust them. So I know what you're saying, Steve, about the season being over. For me, if he continues to do what he's doing and playing your Longstaffs and your Botmans, the season is fucking over. However, if he takes heed of the last 2 or 3 weeks and looks at the players that have come on and actually looked top, he's got to change it. He's got to give these lads a chance because otherwise we will end up finishing fucking 10th. Yeah. So I think it's a key moment, you know, at this time. Is he going to take note of what he's seeing? If he doesn't, that could be a problem because that's the manager's job at the end of the day, isn't it? But more importantly, Spenny, you didn't review where you'd been this afternoon.
More importantly, Spenny,
was it
your own eyes only?
Where? In an afternoon. Daz, coming to you before the ad break, what was your take on the weekend's event?
You've done these.
I've just
seen
Spenny's titties.
Oh,
you've done.
Well, you're last. You're last on my screen.
Don't, He's been.
My lass has no eyes for anyone other than War George.
I didn't want to miss. I didn't want to miss anybody out. So Daz, you must have dipped out and dipped in. So as
double take, Daz, double take.
It is a double take. So as always on NUFC Matters, we'll have an ad break and we'll be back after this. A big thanks to all our sponsors, Skips and Bins. Go to their website, skipsandbins.com. Email inquiries at skipsandbins.com or telephone 0800 25 45 25 3. Easy contract free and pay as you go waste collection. Thanks to Mr. Vicky's Sauces, handmade in Cumbria. Go to their website, mrvickys.co.uk. Email info at mrvickys.co.uk or telephone 01768 210 102. Thanks to United Group Travel. Go to their website, unitedgrouptravel.com. Email info at unitedgrouptravel.com or phone 01670 632 460 or mobile 0791 666 4174. They're a local company from Morpeth and there are no strangers on our tours, just friends you haven't met yet. Big thanks to Media Arts for all the help with the video side of things. And if you want to subscribe to the channel, hit the subscribe button under the video. Click the thumb up to like the video and click share to share to your social media. If you want to help the channel financially, you can pay a one-off £25 fee. You get a cup, a scarf, a pen and a membership card and entry into the NUFC Matters monthly draw. Email john at nufcmatters.com for more details. Or if you've got a smartphone, scan the QR code now and it takes you straight to the membership pack. We also support the food bank on this channel. Go to nufcfansfoodbank.co.uk and you'll find the matchday bucket. You can make a donation virtually today. You can also find us on iTunes, Spotify and other podcast providers. We also do events during the year. NUFC Matters Live will be at the O2 City Hall on Friday the 2nd of August for an evening with Rob Lee, One Night in Antwerp. Tickets start at £15 and you can get them from Ticketmaster.co.uk. An evening with the entertainers takes place on Friday the 24th of January 2025 at the Tyne Theatre and Opera House in Newcastle. Telephone 0844 249 1000 or visit the website tynetheatreandoperahouse.uk to buy tickets today. You can also catch me on the North East Footy Breakfast Show live on Tune Radio weekdays 7 till 9 a.m. on DAB, smart speakers and the TuneUK.com. Welcome back to NUFC Matters, the fans forum. I've got a question here from Tom Dixon. He goes, Forest have received a 4-point deduction for breaching Premier League's profitability and sustainability rules. What do you make of that, George? Four points. When you bear in mind that Everton got Everton got a points deduction, then they had a review. I mean, where do we stand with this? Should we just scrap it all together?
Yes, because if that's what's happening to Nottingham Forest and Everton and others, then Manchester City should be relegated. We're talking about half a dozen little things for Forest. Manchester City have got something like 150 things against them. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to get drawn out that long with lawyers. They'll get away with a whole lot. But Everton, Nottingham Forest, Leicester will get panned because the Premier League want to show how tough they are. I think the directors of those clubs need to get together, and I think our directors as well now, and say, hey, it's time to stop all this tripe. Let's start from a level playing field rather than all this rubbish that's being bandied about at the moment. You see, the other thing is that all the other fans in the country used to think, oh, it's just Newcastle that's grumbling. Well, they're now seeing it isn't just Newcastle that's grumbling. It's everybody else. Well, your directors voted for this system. Your directors put your hand up when the Big Six wanted the system brought in. And you're getting what your directors voted for. So they're who you should be chasing as well. But I think it's diabolical. And I feel for the fans of those clubs because they're having to put up with stuff that they've had nothing to do with them at all. Just bad management from their own club, but ridiculous corrupt management. I use the word at the Premier League. So no, I think it's dreadful, absolutely awful, and I still have the opinion that unless there's a reason why it shouldn't happen, that Amanda Staveley will be the one that will put that right before she does anything else for Newcastle United, like she did with the Live Golf. That was never going to get put right. Well, they did. They put it right in a couple of months when they sat down and started throwing lawyers at it. And I think that's what needs to happen in the Premier League now. Somebody needs to challenge it properly, not half-heartedly. So, yeah, I think it's awful, Steve. Absolutely dreadful.
Ian, are you there? Is anybody there? Ian, are you there? He's obviously with his lass. Barry.
What's he doing?
Emily, are you there? Barry, what's your thoughts on the 4 points deduction? Oh, he's always there. Emily, are you there?
Emily's always here.
Emily's not here, actually. She's in the metro centre.
Now we're getting some kind of like.
Steve, before we go any further, I've just sent you some money.
Yeah.
Christina, there we go. There it is.
Wow.
That's why you get second all the time, isn't it? Give me your money.
Bribery.
Christina, there we go. That's why you get second all the time, isn't it?
Is that for where? Hey, Spenny.
Why? Spenny. Why are we getting a repeat on this? Right, I'm going to take him out, Barry. I'm going to come to you, then I'm going to bring him back in because we're now getting a repeat on this system. There's something clearly going on, but it's great. He sent $4.99 to the channel. So, Barry, what's your thought on that?
I totally agree with George. I think it's becoming a joke. I mean, the whole scenario with Forest. They're having a go at them because they know Forest won't probably legally challenge it. That's why they're leaving Man City alone, because they know Man City will take them straight to the court if they do anything about it. I mean, it said straight away that Forest were going to try and appeal against it, but it just makes it laughing stocks, Dave. It's getting out of hand. I mean, are they going to, like George says, are they going to relegate Man City to the third or fourth division to make up for the amount that they've spent over it? Are they going to take Chelsea's license off them so they can never play again for the amount of money they've whittled away and ripped people off with? It's becoming an absolute farce. And even then, it's the length of time it's taken to sort these things out as well. I mean, how long will it be before Man City have anything done against them? If anything, will it be another two seasons? They're using the excuse that it's more complicated than Forest's. It can't be that hard to work out. Surely we all know how much money they've been spending and how much they're supposed to spend. Somebody needs to step in, like you say, or do it legally and say, look, this isn't fair competition. It's got to be put a stop there.
Your thoughts, Kev?
Just what Barry said, really, like making the mockery of the Premier League. In the whole English system, essentially. You know, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul, essentially. You know, if we can't, even we, yes, we're not the richest club in the world, but we've got the richest owners in the world by far. But then you're hamstrung by regulations and red tape that you have to go through. But everybody, again, what the lads of other shows have said is, you can still operate under debt, and you can still operate and spend under debt.
Yeah.
If just as a regular person, if I'm heavily under debt, I can't then go buy a car. I then can't go buy a house because I've got that much debt against me. I can't do the same things that anybody else would do. It makes no sense. I mean, with the Everton thing, the Nottingham Forest thing, what I just read, I think Nick DeMargo's getting involved in that. I've just seen that. So, again, they're going to appeal. I would. Why not? But how far is it going to get? Probably not very far. But, you know, yes, the Man City thing's complicated, but this was done before a lot of new regulations were put into place. So those rules were different back when all these charges occurred. So, again, it's just making a mockery of the English game. Like I said, I think it was last week or a couple of weeks ago,
and Jordy's here, Jordy's there. It's like you can see with the new UEFA 85% wage ratios and things like that to now going to salary caps and now to going to spending limits on salary caps and how much players earn and how much in a send out thing within the group. It's quite complicated, but you know, you can, you only have this amount of money and this is what you can only spend and that's it. And if you go over that salary cap, then, and that's the way I think it will go, unfortunately, and it makes it, again, another mockery of what the Premier League is and what the English football game has become. It's making it very elitist. It's making it very us and them. So if we, as Newcastle United, you know, essentially it's anti-competition laws. It's anti-competition because if we can't spend, then... or anybody for that matter under outside the big six, if we can't spend, then we have major problems within the game, which is unfortunate because, you know, we want to see the best players in the world. We want to see the best games every weekend. It doesn't matter which team it is. I mean, I'll sit and watch anything, really, to be honest. If it's a good game, I'll sit and watch it. And that's what we want as a product. And I think that's what the Premier League have to figure out. What's your product? What's your product value across the world, within England, within the United Kingdom, you know? So they have to reevaluate, in my opinion, how their what their market's going to look like, because I think they could lose sponsorship, they could lose all sorts of things across the world, across with what, how they make their money. And again, it's going to go to the top table as always, and they're just going to get away with anything. You know, it's just like I'm an only child, but it's like your big brother getting away with everything and you've got to suffer the consequences just based on their actions versus what you actually want to do and can do but can't. So it's just sad. It's just, you know, it's just sad at the end of the day. It's not football like I knew it and probably George knew it and everybody on this panel knows it. So it's just a very sad day, to be perfectly honest. But good luck to Forest and hopefully, you know, recoup their 4 points and reduce it to 2, because that's what happened to Everton or whatever it looks like. Even a point deduction, you never know. But who knows? But it's the Premier League. You just never know what's going to happen from one day to the next with that bunch of higher up elites who pretty much got nothing. They don't know anything about football. And like Joel Bank. It's about the fans. It's a game for fans.
Yeah.
And they're taking it all away.
Daz, is it time to think about changing FFP or just scrapping it all together?
I think you're hitting on everything. You need to scrap it because it's only going to get worse. I feel for the fans, for the Forest fans and the Everton fans. But for the club and the owner, said that Fulham all knew they were spending money left, right, and centre. Desperation to stay in the league. And the club, I've got this issue for the chairman because they spend the money. If they're not watching what they're doing wrong, I've got no sympathy for them. Where the fans are for you because they paid their hard-earned money to go and watch them, support them. But the chairman of both clubs are spending the money. They want to be in the Premiership. The most they must be in the Premiership, but they're spending the money. So I've got nice sympathy for the clubs themselves. I hope they don't get any points back. This is how come Everton got 6 points? Where's Forest 6 points? They should be, and it probably Forest was worse. So not for me. I'm going to be a bit ruthless. And do not give any points back. That's my opinion.
I love this, by the way. I like this.
Barry Small.
No, 310 watching, 301 super.
Oh, did you do it? Stevie, I thought you were laughing at some fucker.
Then I seen what Alan said. That's a brilliant. That is message of the night.
I've been getting rinsed by someone called Dave in the chat. I don't know who he is. He doesn't like me at all. But Dave, I will say to you, I'm very sorry and I'll try better in future. I'm gonna donate the pay that I get today of Steve Ray back to any charity of your choice, mate.
Yeah, for our new striker.
Yeah. We all love you, Ian. Don't worry.
Right, so Forrest have been deducted 4 points. Everton got deducted 10. Then it's been reduced. Is it time to scrap FFP, Ian?
Bollocks to that. I've just spent $4.99 asking you to do a tongue twister. You're not a pheasant plucker.
What?
Is it time, though? Is it time? FFP.
Time you said you're not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son, and you're always plucking pheasants till the
pheasant I'll do it next week.
All right. Is it time? Well, FFP, well, you know what I think about FFP. The truth is, FFP should be NFFP, which is not fit for purpose. It's an absolute. It's whichever way it was brought in for a reason, and the reason that they brought it in was actually a legitimate reason, so that people couldn't come in and misuse clubs and basically send clubs out of business. But as soon as it came in, the cartel and the And let's be honest, the EPL, all they're bothered about is pounds and pence. They are not, they you know, as much as they show Newcastle, they want to show Newcastle to show us get beat. They want I'm not even going to read that. Whatever you're putting on there, I'm not reading it. They want the big six, as they call them, and that's what they call them, to keep pushing on, because that's where they get their biggest views from. But let's be honest, the tuner on nearly all the time. Last season, how many games were we not on the TV? How many games got changed? We're box office, because everyone wants to either see us win or lose. I'm doing this for you, Dave. I'm trying not to swear, whoever you are. And my dad was called Dave. He didn't have a problem with swearing, so he's not come back from the grave. the FFP rules have been bent now and changed around, so it protects the clubs that have a bigger revenue, and keeps down all the other clubs. And it's nice one, really. And I'm always pissed, so no one can fucking whinge at me. It's a Monday.
Consistency.
I think it is. It's now been proven, and a lot of other clubs, fortunately, a lot of other clubs have cottoned on to the fact that this is now just protecting the bigger, richer clubs. Who, by the way, are generally all in massive debt.
Well, you know, the ones you're calling richer clubs are £1 billion in debt.
£2 billion. Even my missus's credit card's not that bad, George. You know what I mean?
Alan, what's your thoughts on Forrest's 4 point reduction? I mean, you know, Everton got six. Well, Everton got 10. It reduced to 6, but this you might as well scrap the whole thing if this is the kind of the formation that we're in. Or Newcastle might as well say, let's go and blow the budget.
Yeah, well, there's the idea on that, Steve, but you hit the nail on the head. Where's the different points deductions come from? Was it started at the start of the season that you would get X amount of points deducted at the start of the season, or what? I just don't understand why Everton got 10 points when you go into liquidation, you get 9.
Alan, think about this. There's 115 charges against Chelsea, right?
Man City.
Against Man City. Why not pick the top five of them charges that they know that they can get them on and just do them for them? Mm-hmm. As much as I hate the Scouse Mackems, and I cannot stand Everton, right? But you know what I mean? Like, they're picking on the shitty little teams that they can't do anything about it, and they're doing them up the arse.
I disagree. Everton spent the money on their own back. They're their chairman. They want to spend the money. I've got no sympathy for him.
But you know, like
some... I don't think they're putting on Everton, though. They didn't put on Man City. They brought the rules. They chose to break the rules.
Is there's so many charges that they can't do anything. I'm
saying, bro, but this is
so complicated. Well, just pick the ones that are fucking not complicated, then.
I mean, people say like in the, you know, like the papers and wherever that Man City shouldn't be, you know, relegated to the fourth division. What happened to Rangers only a few years ago? They were relegated to the fourth division, and they had to take the punishment and lie down, get relegated to the fourth division, and they had to work their way up. No club should be above the law. And, you know, like to me, I'm with Daz and I'm like a lot of the lads on here. I feel sorry for the fans, but the owners, these rules were kept in place, like you said, Ian. They keep
It's one rule for one club,
yeah,
and one rule for another club, and it depends where you are in the league.
I mean, Chelsea came out with their financial statement and said there were 90 million. I don't know how it works, lads, so I'm not going to go with them. Maybe people who have got general knowledge, there were 90 million in debt, yet their subsidiary company was £700 million in debt, but it didn't belong to Chelsea. So that's why they spent all that money. And I'm thinking, how did they get away with that? You know, by saying they only spent 90 million for the accounts this year. So I'm thinking, some cook in the books here somewhere along the line, as far as Chelsea's concerned. Man City, 115 charges, like you say, Ian. Just get the ones that are relevant and do
pick
them
five
and get them relegated. You know, it's sad when one team's getting 4 points, one's getting team six. I do believe, you know, the teams that are getting affected now and where we are with PSR rules. They will want to change them, and the sooner the better. And hopefully they will get scrapped in the future. That's what only hope they get to the top, lads, because unfortunately, if they stay the same, like Kevin said about the capping of the wages and that, it's designed for you never to get to the top, to be honest with you.
Spenny, you've waited a while, and lots of people, lots of your fans in the chat.
Come on,
Spenny! Come on, Spenny!
You are the only fans are waiting for you.
Come on, Spenny. Spenny, what's your view? 4 points. 4 points off Forest today. Manchester City, 115 allegations, it has to be said, standing against them. But 4 points off Forest when there was 10 points off Everton originally, and then it got reduced to six. What's your views on that?
He ain't got no fans on here, has he?
He's got plenty of fans.
Who? Well,
I hope I've got fans. Right, I'll wait until everybody finishes and I'll start talking.
Good lad.
Right, the 4 points that Forrest has been deducted was supposed to be 6 points. Because they compromised, they went down to four. So I can't say anything.
Did they apologise, Benny?
No, they've given more. What they did, they helped them with the investigation more than Everton. So Everton...
So in North East terms, they're a grass.
Yes, they are. Near enough. Anyway, it's absolutely the way football is going in the last 5 or 6 years ago with this scenario is going on and that. It's absolutely disgraceful for me. It's not competitive, that Premier League anymore, the way it's going. With the new FFP supposed to have been coming in place next season, it works out of about 430 million we'll have something like that to spend Newcastle because of all the sponsorships and that coming in. And obviously Adidas, and you've got your prize money from the Champions League and your Premier League position, which I think we'll still get maybe 7.8 in the league. Little clubs like Forest, it's absolutely a joke because the salt of the clubs and what they did in the 80s and 70s was absolutely remarkable. And that should be still going in this league, like our Leicester won the Premier League. This is just stopping this happening to teams. That's all I've got to say. I'm not going to apologise for shouting earlier on, but I'm just
annoyed. You don't need to apologise, Spenny.
Just annoyed and I'm passionate about my football club. I've got two things in my life, Steve. Family comes first and then football.
That's not a bad thing at all, mate. That's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
Lee, we'll come to you. to end the show.
No, you know what, Barry?
What? Barry. As Barry said, but you see, this is the problem when people get moved around my screen. And when I'm not Thomas Mantis, and bearing in mind on my screen, Barry's now next to George at the top of the screen. So I'll come to Barry. So Liam. Oh,
Barry. Barry's been on, man.
I've been on.
Barry swapped places with me, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. I was right. So Liam.
Darren's not winding them up.
Fucking musical chairs.
Exactly. So the main thing is that I'm professional. If you want to keep Ian, if you want to keep your place on the fans forum, it's the best thing to say.
give them a fiver.
No, Lee. If you want to keep me and Lee on the fans forum, you've got to take us to this thing. Lee sent us this thing.
The main thing for you guys is that this is a bit earlier than the American equivalent. From your perspective, though, Lee, the fans have listened to this today, and not far as about a 4 points reduction.
Yeah,
and Everton had 10 points. It then got reduced on appeal to 6. What's your views on that? A lot of people are saying Newcastle should just say, well, you know what? Let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just play. I've said to you a couple of times, Steve, why don't we go and play FIFA football and go and buy 11 world-class players at a cost of £100 billion and then take the 6 points? Or even if they drop as a league, who gives a shit? You know, if that's the way the corruption works, why don't we just go and do it and kind of exercise and flex our muscles? But do you know what I mean? If we did it, we would get put down to the conference. And I think that's what they're kind of waiting for in a weird kind of way. They're kind of rubbing their hands, waiting.
Wait for us to go ahead and
make an example.
You don't want to give them the satisfaction that though, do you?
Yeah, exactly. It's bizarre, mate. In it, the Chelsea thing, it started with the Chelsea thing when they were funded by absolute corruption, weren't they? I think one of them's stepping into Ukraine at the moment, and I reckon he's got something to do with his mate Roman. But yeah, no, it's wrong, mate, because they are going after the clubs, the genuine clubs. Not that I'm bothered about Everton, by the way, because I absolutely howl him. But for football and the integrity of the game, it needs to be looked into. And I can't understand why the rest of the Premier League haven't got together and aired the dirty laundry in public and said, right, we're going to challenge this and let's see if democracy still does rule. But I don't know. Why are they not doing it? Is there something going on behind the scenes and they're getting in touch? We don't know. I think there's some ring. I think there's tears to a ring and they're all getting a little bit, they're all getting fed a little bit, shall we say, behind closed doors. But anyway, have you checked my WhatsApp?
I haven't, but you know what? Because for some reason my phone is literally gone absolutely mental tonight, and then it's closed down. But you know what? I have been on a rare, and people who follow and UFC matter since lockdown know that I don't go out a great deal.
Good, you deserve a go out a bit more.
I did go out today with Stu Penman and Steve Hastie, and we went out today and we've put the world to rights. But you know what? My main focus is always to be back here at 6 o'clock to provide some entertainment for every single person who watches NUFC Matters. And the main thing about Pablo is that Pablo did a lot of shows with me when I was drunk. And I used to do a show called News of the World, which I probably will bring back. Lee, I think we should bring it back because that was me unhinged. That was me just saying, you know what? It doesn't matter if I've had a drink. Let's just talk about the news. And when I talk about the news, by the way, I've got an opinion. But tonight was one of those little things where I've come back. I think we've had me, Stu Penman, and Steve Hastie have had 5 bottles of wine today. And you know what? I've done well to hold it together. But you know what? Thank you to everybody in the chat, all those moderators who hold things together. But thanks to everybody who, you know what? The people on screen tonight will be going, You know what, Steve? Not his usual self.
Next people coming to you.
And there's one or two people. There's one or two people on there, Ian in particular, who could probably.
Oh, to be honest, I thought I was going to be the most.
You can rip me to bits, Ian. But you didn't.
And this has been brilliant because Spenny's mortal. You're absolutely pissed out your tree, and I don't know what fucking Pablo's been up to, but he's on one as well.
And guess what, Steve? I used to work for Alcoholics Anonymous as well.
And Alan, I've never had a drop in my life.
I'm not an alcoholic, but Ian Brown says, can we have a sing song? So I'm going to start it off. And then good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Take care.